Because rainforest soils tend to be nutrient poor, millennia of heavy rainfall having leached the nutrients out, most of the nutrients available to trees is contained in the leaf litter that falls from the canopy to the forest floor. So many trees produce dense mats of roots at the surface. These surface root mats allow trees to take nutrients up from the decomposing leaf litter over a large area before it's leached away. I already mentioned buttresses as a distinctive feature of rainforest trees, especially the large ones. They form these plank-like extensions from the base of the trunk and are often taller than a person. Though there's a surprising amount of debate over the function and origin of buttressing, it's generally a consensus that they help hold up the tree. Buttresses tend to form on the uphill or upwind side of trees, so it's thought that they act more like tensors or guy lines to help trees distribute the stress from wind pushing on the canopy or of gravity pulling the tree down. Buttresses may form more readily on shallow soils in humid environments where the pressure to get enough nutrients is more of a factor than the need to seek more water, because buttresses help spread the base of the tree out. Tap roots, however, do occur on some rainforest trees and are also useful for anchorage. The ends of buttresses often have tap-like roots called sinkers that are thought to help stabilize the tree. Prop roots are another interesting root adaptation. Prop roots are a type of adventitious root stemming from lateral meristems or growth areas on the tree's trunk. They're common in some palms, like the one shown here on the right, as well as cecropia trees and even some canopy trees. They tend to be more common on trees of floodplain forests than in terra firme. Walking palms are so called because the differential growth of their prop roots on one side or another allows them to move slightly in the forest in response to changing conditions. That far right photograph is a walking palm.